Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. This feast celebrates three things: the discovery of the true cross of Jesus by Queen Helena in Jerusalem in the year 326. Secondly, the recovery of the cross of Jesus by the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius in 630, after it had been stolen by the Persians. And finally, the way we triumph through our own crosses. Now, for this first one, Saint Helena, the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, went on pilgrimage to Jerusalem in 325 AD to find and restore all of the holy places connected with the life of Jesus. In God's providence, the most important of these, the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem and the place of the crucifixion on Calvary, and the empty tomb of the resurrection close by, were known by all the local inhabitants for two reasons. First, from the time of Jesus, Christians had continuously venerated these places. Second, the Roman Emperor Hadrian, following the Jewish Bar Kokhba revolution in 132 AD, in an effort to stop Christians from venerating these holy sites, the emperor placed a pagan temple over each one. And without realizing it, the Emperor Hadrian perfectly preserved our most important holy sites, and that's why they were known to everyone. So when Queen Helena arrived, she ordered the pagan temples removed, and what did she find underneath but Calvary and the empty tomb of Jesus and his birthplace in Bethlehem? Then, over Calvary and the tomb of Jesus, she built the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which stands until this day. And at his birthplace in Bethlehem, Queen Helena built the Church of the Nativity, which also stands to this very day. Now, many dismiss Jesus as nothing more than a myth, a story invented to inspire. But when I walk through the Holy Land and the places he once touched, and I go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the church and of the Nativity, I am confronted with reality. Jesus is no legend. He is real. And if you trust him, you are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Once Queen Helena found Calvary and the place of the resurrection, she sought for the true cross of Jesus. Now, Calvary, where Jesus was crucified, was just outside the original city of Jerusalem in a rock quarry. Next to this quarry was the town dump. The local people told her that everything discarded from that part of the city was thrown into that dump. So she ordered her troops to excavate it, and there they found three crosses. Now the question, could one of these be the true cross of Jesus? So Queen Helena and the Bishop of Jerusalem, Saint Macarius, asked a woman with an incurable illness to touch all three. And by touching one of them, she was instantly healed. Wanting to confirm this, they touched that cross to a man who had recently died. The cross that healed the woman brought the dead man to life. And they knew for certain they had discovered the life-giving cross of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The second thing that this feast celebrates is the recovery of the true cross. In the year 614, the Holy Land was attacked by the Persians, who destroyed most of the churches and put to death many Christians, and they stole the true cross of Jesus, taking it back to Persia, modern-day Iran. 14 years later, in 628, the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius defeated the Persians in the Battle of Nineveh and recovered the cross of Jesus. Heraclius wanted to carry the cross on his shoulders back into Jerusalem to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. But as he tried, he was unable to lift it while wearing his royal garments. Modestus, the Bishop of Jerusalem, said to him, "How can you think to carry the cross of Jesus dressed in expensive robes when Jesus carried the cross in poverty?" Hearing this, the emperor was cut to the heart, removed his royal garments, donned the simple clothes of a pilgrim, and was able to carry the cross barefoot to Calvary. And it's this event that's commemorated by the Church on this day, September 14th, as the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, otherwise known as the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. If you experience some difficulty or suffering, a chronic illness or a painful loss, and if you've done all you can to change it, then you must be confident in this. God is allowing it for two good reasons. First, to empty you of all disordered loves that block his entry to your soul, so that he may fill you with his divine life. And second, so that you can help Jesus save souls. On this first point, John of the Cross writes, since the immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart, the Lord wants you to be alone. John of the Cross teaches us that we become as big or as small as the objects of our love. And Jesus taught the same thing when he said that where your treasure is, your heart will be also. But we cling to so many things which block us from receiving God. We may even become attached in a disordered way to good things that prevent God from entering our soul more fully. But God in his mercy wants to remove our blockages. And that's one of the reasons he allows us to experience the cross, to empty us. And the cross and suffering are the greatest way to strip or empty us of the things that we actually love more than God, making room for him to flood us with himself. Remember, Jesus was born in a cave because the inn was full and the cave was empty. If we want to receive Jesus in his fullness, then we too must be emptied to be filled by God. So if you're experiencing some cross, don't despair, don't give up. Accept it with trust, because God is emptying you to fill you with himself. By the cross, we too will triumph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The second reason God allows some cross or suffering in our lives is to make us a partner in his saving work. Jesus said, "If you want to be my disciple, then you must take up your cross and follow me." Jesus is inviting us to participate with him in his work of rescuing souls. But don't forget, his victory came through the cross. So he invites us to take up our own cross and follow him. He invites us to help him save souls by uniting our own crosses to his. Suffering is actually the most important instrument at our disposal to help our loved ones return to Christ and get to heaven. But too often we waste the opportunity. Whatever you did not choose, do not like, cannot change, cannot understand, if you will just accept it with trust and unite it to the cross of Jesus, then he will use it for the conversion and holiness of your loved ones. Archimedes said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I will move the world." The cross is a lever to move souls toward heaven, and our place to stand is Jesus. By uniting our suffering to Christ, he can move souls. So don't waste your suffering. Leverage it and unite it to the cross of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, remember when you walk into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, if you turn right and immediately go up, you go up onto Calvary, which this stone spur of a hill is within the church there. And there you are literally
yeah.
on Calvary.
Yeah.
And then when we come down, if you turn right again, and then you begin to descend the stairs, you come to a lower church, and on the right, there's this stunning ancient mosaic depicting the story of the cross of Jesus being stolen by the Persians and regained by the emperor Heraclius. But then if you keep going down to the right, another long set of stairs, you come to what was street level in the time of Jesus in Jerusalem. And there is the chapel of Queen Helena, where the trash dump was.
Mm-hmm. I'll always remember walking down that kind of cave-like stairwell, because all along the walls you see the Crusaders' crosses carved in.
Yes.
You have just cross after cross carved into the stone.
Yeah, which took place in the year 1099.
Crazy.
More than 1,000 years ago, those Crusaders, when they saved, because that's why they went on crusade, was to save the holy sites from being destroyed by the Muslims and to protect the Christian pilgrims, they carved into the limestone, the hard limestone, mm-hmm. with their daggers, the Crusader cross.
Maybe we should go around carving crosses. You know, I know it's kind of like graffiti, or it'd be kind of funny, though.
The original graffiti.
Mm-hmm. The original graffiti, absolutely.
But it is striking that Catholics have been venerating these holy sites all these places that you find in the gospel, all these events, which are connected to places, Catholics have been venerating since the time of Jesus, which enables us to go back to those sites.
It is unreal how deep those roots run and how long those sites have been important and the fact that we still have them. Because it's just pure providence that these things occurred in succession when so much is lost to history.
And there are still Catholics who live in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land. In fact, my dear friend, my brother, Jack, who passed away of a heart attack this year, he comes from a village in Israel where his village was the first Samaritan village to accept the gospel in the Acts of the Apostles.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's what we've been reading about. We can't even conceptualize that those people are still there.
His village.
And still carrying the same faith.
He's a descendant of them.
Yeah.
And his son, George.
I always
George,
felt as if Jack was a bit of the Good Samaritan.
Yeah. His son, George, who is now going to be studying for the priesthood. And his daughter.
I didn't know that. I heard he was considering. I didn't know he had started.
Yeah, the Patriarch of Jerusalem is sending him to the seminary. And his daughter, Maria, and his other daughter, Melania, are Catholic Palestinians who live in Jerusalem. And
Teresa, Maria is so sweet because I remember meeting her. And the moment I met her, we were in high school. And we hadn't even spoken much. And she was like, I have to have your Snapchat. And I followed her on. I didn't really use Snapchat much, even in high school. And I just would just see her stories and updates all the time. And it was so funny thinking of, here's this girl I met once halfway across the world. And she studied here for a while, didn't she? She was in Kansas. Didn't she go to St. James for a while?
Yeah, I went to St. James. And in Jerusalem, they belong to one of the oldest parishes.
Can you imagine?
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
the pure jealousy.
And there's so many great Catholic Palestinian families there. And we support a number of them with this organization, the Holy Family School of Faith. And on November 8th, Teresa, you and I are going to Jerusalem to spend time with these Catholic families at the holy sites.
Do you mean we finally get to see Tariq again?
And we'll get to see Tariq and
his
whole family. Among many of our friends there. And if you, listening to us right now, if you want to join us to support, this is a mission to support the Catholic families in the Holy Land. If you want to join us on this mission, then just contact us at support@schooloffaith.com. support@schooloffaith.com. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.